आरी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय विश्वपाद परमहंस प्रव्याचार्य शुद्ध शशि श्रीमदिदायन गृहश्लेष भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रव्याचार्य शुद्ध शशि श्रीमद हिजवैन गृहशिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सर ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की, नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की, श्री मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की, श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, जमुना मैया की, भक्ति देवी की, तुलसी महारानी की, सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 23 टू 25, सो वील रिसाइट वर्स 23। न ब्राह्मणे स्थूलये भूतमन्या पश्यामि विप्रा किमतः परं तु यस्मिन् ऋभि प्रहुतं श्रद्धयाहम् अश्नामि कामं न तथाग्निहोत्रे। न ब्राह्मणस्तुलये भूतमन्यत् पश्यामि विप्रा किमतः परं तु यस्मिन् ऋभि प्रहुतं श्रद्धयाहम् अश्नामि कामं न तथाग्निहोत्रे। न ब्राह्मणस्त्वल्तुलये भूतमन्या पश्यामि विप्रा किमतः परं तु यस्मिन् ऋभि प्रहुतं श्रद्धयाहम् अश्नामि कामं न तथाग्निहोत्रे। भूतमन्या माता जी ब्राह्मणे तुलये भूतमन्या But to what? Na, not. Brahmanai with the Brahmanas. Tulaye, I count as equal. Bhutam, entity. Anyat, other. Pashyami, I can see. Vipra, O assembled Brahmanas. Kim, anything. Ataha, to the Brahmanas. Param, superior. Tu, certainly. Yasmin, through whom? Nribhi, by people. Prahutam, food offered after ritualistic ceremonies are properly performed. Shraddhaya, with faith and love. Aham, I. Ashnami, eat. Kamam, with full satisfaction. Na, not. Tatha, in that way. Agnihotre, in the fire sacrifice. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. O respectful Brahmanas, as far as I am concerned, no one is equal or superior to the Brahmanas in this world. I do not find anyone comparable to them. When people know my motive after performing rituals according to the Vedic principles, they offer food to me with faith and love through the mouth of a Brahmana. When food is thus offered unto me, I eat it with full satisfaction. Indeed, I derive more pleasure from food offered in that way than from the food offered in the sacrificial fire. Purport. According to the Vedic system, after the sacrificial ceremony, the Brahmanas are invited to eat the remnants of the offered food. When the Brahmanas eat the food, it is to be considered directly eaten by the Supreme Lord. Thus, no one can be compared to qualified Brahmanas. The perfection of evolution is to be situated on the Brahmanical platform. Any civilization not based on Brahmanical culture or guided by Brahmanas is certainly a condemned civilization. Presently, human civilization is based on sense gratification. And consequently, more and more people are becoming addicted to different types of things. No one respects Brahmanical culture. Demoniac civilization is attached to Ugra Karma, horrible activities, and big industries are created to satisfy unfathomable lusty desires. Consequently, the people are greatly harassed by government taxation. The people are irreligious and do not perform the sacrifices recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Yagyad bhavati parjanya, by the performance of sacrifice, clouds form and rains fall. Due to sufficient rainfall, there is sufficient production of food. Guided by the Brahmana, society should follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Then people will become very happy. Annad bhavanti bhutani. When animals and men are sufficiently fed with grains, they become stronger, their hearts become tranquil, and their brains peaceful. They can then advance in spiritual life, life's ultimate destination. So we will read translation of verse 24. The Vedas are my eternal transcendental sound incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Shabda Brahma. In this world, the Brahmanas thoroughly study all the Vedas, and because they assimilate the Vedic conclusions, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. The Brahmanas are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Sattvagun. Because of this, they are fixed in mind control, Shama, sense control, Dhamma, and truthfulness, Satya. They describe the Vedas in their original sense, and out of mercy, Anugraha, they preach the purpose of the Vedas to all conditioned souls. They practice penance, tapasya, and tolerance, titiksha. And they realize the position of the living entity and the Supreme Lord, Anubhava. These are the eight qualifications of the Brahmanas. Therefore, among all living entities, no one is superior to the Brahmanas. So, verse 25 translation. We'll read. I am fully opulent, almighty and superior to Lord Brahma and Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. I am also the bestower of all happiness obtained in the heavenly kingdom and by liberation. Nonetheless, the Brahmanas do not seek material comforts from me. They are very pure and do not want to possess anything. They simply engage in my devotional service. What is the need of their asking for material benefits from anyone else? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Seeking blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas in person and online so that I can speak something for the glorification of the Lord and my own purification. So this is a very tall order to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. But the Bhaktivedanta purports are there to guide us, so I'll try to speak something. So this section in the Bhagavatam is the teachings of Rishabhdev. And this is, we are reaching towards the end of this section, where he began with the teaching that this human form of life is meant for tapasya. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhete yasmat brahma sokhyam tu anantam. That sense gratification is available even to the hogs and dogs. But this human form of life is meant to realize this higher form of existence and happiness, which is the spiritual happiness. And he speaks beautiful verses where he talks about the process of devotional service, and he gives he talks about the two doors. There are two doors. One door is the Mahat Seva Dwar. Another door is the Yoshik Sangi Dwar. So there are two doors. One door opens towards the hell, although it's very attractive, it's beautifully decorated. Mm-hmm. And it appears very glamorous and glittering. But once it opens, all hell breaks loose, as they say. And whereas the other door is the Mahat Seva Dwar, service to the great souls. It may appear, oh, I have to become a servant, servant of the servant, servant of the servant of the servant. How torturous it is. But this door is the tapasya that Rishabhdev is recommending, that when we enter this door, then ahur vimuktis, then mukti, we can attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Mukti rahitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthit. We can be established in our own swarupa. And once setting the purpose, so now Rishabhdev is a king here, and he is doing the succession. He is handing over the kingdom to his son, Bharat Maharaj, and his other sons. He is handing it over to them. So this is, he is also setting an example of a leader. He is first setting the purpose. What is the purpose for your ruling this kingdom? It is for opening this door for liberation. It is for facilitating Mahat Seva. So having set that purpose, then he talks about the details of how the kingdom will be run. So he says, okay, Bharat Maharaj is very capable, and all of you brothers should assist Bharat Maharaj. And then who will Bharat be guided by? Then he talks about this particular section, that Bharat is not going to rule whimsically. He will be directed by the Brahmanas. And therefore, these three verses, Rishabhdev is going all out glorifying the Brahmanas and establishing. So first he glorified Bharat so that the other brothers can know that he is the empowered representative of Rishabhdev, the Supreme Lord. And then to Bharat he is telling that don't think that your empowerment is standalone. Your empowerment is derived from these Brahmanas. And he says that I derive my strength from these Brahmanas. In fact, in the Jai Vijay section also, Lord says to the Jai Vijay that actually it is the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. By worshipping them, I have got the strength so that Lakshmi is worshipping my lotus feet. So that is the mood of the Lord, which is evident in this particular section. And particularly, I took note of this particular line in the translation. When people know my motive after performing rituals according to the Vedic principles, they offer food to me with faith and love through the mouth of a Brahmana. When food is thus offered unto me, I eat it with full satisfaction. Indeed, I derive more pleasure from food offered in that way than from the food offered in the sacrificial fire. So, Lord is telling that although I am offered big fire sacrifices, but for me, I relish the food offered through the mouth of the Brahmanas. So we will discuss this theme of how figuratively and literally Lord enjoys eating from the mouth of his devotees. So here it's not just mentioned that Brahmanas, the qualities of those Brahmanas are also described. The qualities of those brahmanas are told as these eight qualities are given: shama, dama, satya, anugraha, tapasya, titiksha, anubhava. So as Krishna says, guna karma swabhavasha vibhagasha. So as per the guna and karma, the distinction is done. And by default, the brahmana is supposed to be a devotee. As Rishabhdev says, that these brahmanas are very pure and do not want to possess anything. The only thing that they want is engagement in my devotional service. So that is the qualification of these brahmanas. So when we talk of brahmanas, it is not birth by birth, but it is by these qualities. So this is which essentially means the devotees. So Lord Rishabhdev wants that the kingdom be governed by the direction of such devotees. Akinchanam mai bhakti bhajam. Akinchana, those who don't need anything, those who don't desire anything except devotional service. So such people are the ideal candidates for guiding the kingdom. And so now this particular thing caught my attention, that how Lord is saying that, oh, big fire sacrifices, I am not so inclined, or I of course accept the oblations offered through the fire sacrifices, but I am more enthusiastic in accepting them through the mouths of the brahmanas. Now when we read the Bhagavad Gita, the third chapter, it says, yagya shishta sina santo muchyante sarva kilbishai bhunjante tetu agham papam ye pachanti atma karanat, that those who do not eat the remnants of the yagya, the food offered in the yagya, but eat for enjoyment, they are just eating sin, they are eating pap. So Lord has set the standard for one to have a pious lifestyle, that is to eat only what is offered in yagya. But here Lord is actually, when we see his example, he has instructed everyone to eat which is first offered to him as bhoga, then we eat prasad. But then Krishna is saying here, Lord is saying, I eat from the mouth of my devotees. He first instructs, you eat which has come out from my mouth. And then he says, no, but do you know what is my standard? I relish eating from the mouth of my devotees. So Krishna likes to do role reversals and breaks the stereotypes that we may have. So I just thought of a few sections of the Bhagavatam where Krishna is figuratively and literally eating from the mouth of his devotees and how eager he is. So the similar theme was spoken by the Lord in the Jai Vijay section, 3rd canto, 16th chapter, where he says, I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrifices in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my mouths. It is not the only mouth, it is one of the mouths. With the same relish as I do the delicacies of overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouths of the brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and are ever satisfied with my prasad. So, breakfast time, everyone is, ever satisfied with prasad. So this is another place where, this theme is being repeated, emphasized. Now let's go to the 12th chapter of the Bhagavatam, where Krishna is going for a picnic with all of his friends. So generally, Yashoda Maya wakes up Krishna and tells him that that the time for herding the cows has come. Prabhata sancharagata anugavas tadrashanatham tanayam yashoda prabodhayat panitalena mandam govindadamo dharamadhaveti. Yashoda Maya wakes up Krishna, ki Krishna, prabhata sancharagata anugava, ki the sun has arisen, now it's time for herding the cows. Come on, wake up. And Krishna wakes up. But this particular day, Krishna had made a plan the previous evening with all of his boys, Gopas, that today we are going to go for a picnic and we will have our lunch deep inside the forest. So he had not revealed this plan to Mother Yashoda the previous night. He woke up early in the morning, even before Yashoda came to him, and he was ready by his own. And Yashoda Maiya was surprised. "What are you up to?" He said, "Maiya, today we are going for a picnic in the forest." Yashoda Maiya said, "Whom did you get permission from, Nand Baba?" "Me? Whom?" He says, "In the name of God, I am going to go, whether you allow me or not." This is what the acharyas write in the commentaries. And then Yashoda Maiya says, "No, no, no." Krishna says, "You have only one option, whether you will pack my lunch or not. So I am going to go. Now, whether you want to give me a lunch bag, that's the only option that you have." So Yashoda Maiya concedes and gives him, different types of varieties of foodstuffs are prepared and given to Krishna and the cowherd boys. And once they reach the forest, all the fun starts. Mushnanto anyonya shikyadin gyata naracha chikshipu tatra tayascha puna durad hastavyam cha puna dadu. Now all of them have very succulent, delicious different types of foodstuff in their tiffins. So someone steals someone else's tiffin and looks inside. What's it? "Oh, laddu, this is my favorite." So he starts eating it, and then the person sees, "Oh, my tiffin," and he runs, rushes towards him, and then he throws to someone else, and another, and another, and like this. Finally, when he starts crying, then they say, okay, take, don't cry. So this is the fun that they are having in the forest. And when all of them sit together, we have this beautiful picture of Krishna sitting in the center. Krishnasya Vishwak Pururaji Varjita, that Krishna is sitting in the center, and all the cowherd boys are like a whirl of a lotus sitting all around him. So there it is described that the cowherd boys are actually sharing their food to Krishna, with Krishna. Krishna, this kachori is very nice. Madhumangal's dadi or Purnamasi has made it. You please have it. And then, "Oh, Sridhama, he has brought this. Krishna, please have it." So they would taste and then they would offer it to Krishna. Because like Shabri, "Oh, this tastes really, really nice. So Krishna must have it." And Krishna is with great relish accepting all of the jhuta of his cowherd friends. And that's what Krishna is exactly saying here. With great relish, I accept the food from the mouth of my devotees. And he is literally doing that. And to the extent that once Madhumangal brings a pot of buttermilk, and he wants to drink it all by himself. And Krishna says, wait, I also want to have some. And by the time Krishna can stop him, he has already taken the whole, gulped it inside his mouth, and his mouth is full with the buttermilk. And Krishna goes right up to him, smashes his cheeks, and the buttermilk, sprinkles across into Krishna's mouth, whose mouth is wide open. And that's how Krishna wants to eat from the mouth of his devotees. So it's also literal, not just figurative. And seeing this, the devatas and Brahmaji, even Brahmaji is bewildered. That's what causes Brahma Vimohan Leela. Seeing that, is it the same Yajna Bhog for whom all of us, all the yajnic sacrificial oblations are meant for? So this is what confused Brahmaji. Bibhrat venum jatara patayo shringa vetre chakakshe vame pano mashrana kavalam tatfalanangulishu tishthan madhye swaparisuhrado hasayannarma bhiswai swarge loke mishati bubuche yagya bhuk balakeli. So swarge loke, those residents of the heavens, denizens of the heaven, are peeping through the clouds. What is this? Is that the same Yajna Bhog we all are worshipping? What is he doing, Balakeli? This childhood pranks that he is playing, is it the same person with such majesty, grandeur, sophistication, with chanting of the Vedic mantras and the yajnas, worship is being offered to him, and is he the same person? We doubt. Because what do they see Krishna doing? That the Venu, the flute is tucked on the right side, and the bugle is tucked on the left side, and Krishna has the curd rice with fruit stuck into it in his left hand. So they're thinking we are supposed to, civilized men are supposed to eat from the right hand. You know, is it the same person and he's eating jhuta and he's feeding and eating? What is this? So this is what bewildered even Brahmaji. And then Brahmaji steals away the cows. What happens? All the cowherd boys, they feel anxious. Now we are answerable to Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men that we took the cows, we took the risk for going for this picnic. And all of these calves are now lost. So they are very anxious. What Krishna tells them, all of them are sitting and eating. They are having their picnic lunch. Krishna doesn't want them to stop this fun. What Krishna says? Tandrishtva bhayasantrashtan uche krishnosya bhi bhayam mitrani asan ma viramate haneshevatsakanaham. Krishna says, Krishna seeing the fear in the hearts of the cowherd boys, Krishna says, do you know who am I? You are fearful. Fear personified is fearful of me. What fear should you have? Krishna Das, Sada Bindas. So you should not have any fear. So what will happen to the cows? Krishna says, you just sit and enjoy the food. Haneshe Vatsakanaham. I will go and fetch the cows back. So Krishna doesn't want to interrupt the relish that the cowherd boys are enjoying while eating the prasad. So this is how Krishna gives it importance and seriousness. My devotee is eating prasad. That should not stop. Rest I will take care. So we have such a Lord. Ananyas chintayanto maam ye jana paripaste tesham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyam. Whatever you have, I will preserve. And whatever you lack, I will bring. So you continue eating. So that's the Lord, the nature of the Lord. And he actually goes and to get the cows, he says, Brahma Vimohan Leela, and the cowherd boys are also gone. So he, yoga kshemam vahamyam, he fulfills all the lack that is there. Cowherd boys and the cows are all replaced by Krishna himself. So, and one more kind of meaning of this verse is that our senses are also like the senses are also called go. So when the senses, they venture out, they wander out, Krishna is telling the devotee, don't worry, don't be in anxiety. That is my responsibility to bring your senses back, to control your senses. You should be focused on performing devotional service. So the same senses which were utilized for sense gratification, you just utilize them for Krishna, for Krishna consciousness, for service, and then I will take care of protecting you from sense gratification. Okay, so another place in the Bhagavatam where actually Krishna took the form of the cows and the children. So this verse in the 14th chapter describes that Krishna relished the milk from the breasts of the mothers of Vrindavan and the cows of Vrindavan much more than any fire sacrifice ever performed. So this verse, beautiful verse is, Aho ati dhanya vrajagora manya sanya mritam pitamati vate muda yasam vibhovat sataratma jatmaja yatripyate adhyapinachalamadvara. All the Vedic sacrifices performed from time immemorial up to the present day, adya api, have not given you as much satisfaction, Brahmaji is praying, as the nectar of the love of your devotees, which you have taken from their breasts in the form of the mothers and the cows. So this is what Krishna is after. Okay, so let's look at one more section where Krishna really is anxious to fulfill the hunger of his friends. So it's the Brahman Patnis chapter of the deliverance of the Brahman Patnis. And all the cowherd boys, they say, Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibharhana Eshavai Badate Shunna तत्सर्वं शांतुम अर्हत। राम राम ओ बलराम, यू हैव मेड योर सेल्फ फेमस इन द वर्ल्ड एज महाबाहो, एंड कृष्णा यू हैव मेड योर सेल्फ फेमस एज दुष्ट निबरणा। यू से यू हैव किल्ड दिस पूतना अगासुर बकासुर ऑल यूजलेस द डीमन ऑफ हंगर इन अवर स्टमक, वॉट आर यू डूइंग अबाउट दिस? So, are you taking some anxiety about our hunger also? So, the Acharya, like Jeev Goswami says in Gopal Champu, that actually the cowherd boys, they are sensing that Krishna might be hungry. And this fun is going on, these games are going on, Krishna, all of us will not stop unless someone interrupts for food. Someone, you know, brings this topic of food. So, Krishna will never say, I am hungry. So, understanding Krishna's need, they say, Krishna, we are hungry. So this is the relationship between the devotees and Krishna. Krishna wants to serve his devotees, the devotees want to serve Krishna. It's a mutual reciprocation. So then what does Krishna do? Iti vigyapito gopair bhagavan devaki suta bhaktaya viprabharyaya prasidan idam abravit. So Krishna says that thinking about the Brahman patnis, Krishna says that now you go to the Brahmanas and ask them for food. He says that you go there and in my name and the name of Balram. Tatra gatvaudanam gopa yachad asmat visarjita kirtayanto bhagavata aryascha mama chabidam. That I take the name of Balramji and take my name and ask them to sacrifice, to give some food in charity to us, to you. So Krishna is asking this, and this is actually this verse actually represents what preaching is all about. In one sense, if you look at preaching, preaching is going to people and begging them. We are not instructing people. We are not commanding people. We are begging them, and begging them on what strength? On the strength of Guru and Krishna. So what Krishna tells the cowherd boys to do is kirtayanto bhagavata aryasya cha mama chabidam. That in the name of Guru and Krishna, we can approach anyone. And yare dekha tarakaha Krishna updesh. Ask them to sacrifice something for the Lord. Praner arther dhiya vachash. Something they can sacrifice for the Lord. So that's preaching, what is preaching is all about. But when they do this, when they go to the Brahmanas, then what happens? इति ते भगवत याचना शृणवत अपि न शुश्रुवा. सुना अनसुना कर दिया, मतलब देखा भी नहीं उनकी तरफ, एज इफ दे डोंट इवन एग्जिस्ट. सो व्हेन दिस हैपेंस देन द काउहर्ड बॉयज दे बिकम वेरी वेरी मोरोज. न ते ओम इति प्रोचुर न नेति च परंतपा गोपा निराशा प्रत्येत तथोचु कृष्ण रामे ओम. निराश हो गए, हताश हो गए कि वी वेंट एंड वी डिड ऑल द protocol which Krishna had given, how to ask them, what to ask them, but they didn't even look in our direction, as if we didn't even exist. Haan bhi nahi ka, na bhi nahi ka. So this is what happens in preaching. Sometimes when we go to people and we have all our plans, ki Gita, Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything we quote, and we say Krishna has given this instruction in the Gita, and people look like an X-ray machine through and through us. And then we become hatash. But then Krishna's response to this is very interesting. Tad upakarnya bhagavan prahasya jagadishwara. While the cowherd boys are almost like crying, morose, Krishna is having a hearty laugh. Prahasya jagadishwara vyajahara punar gompan darshan lokikim gatim. Krishna had not sent these cowherd boys to the brahmanas to get food. Krishna had sent them to teach a lesson. Darshayan Laukikim Gatim. To show them the ways of the people of this world. So sometimes we may think that, oh, Krishna is sending me for preaching or for this program or for book distribution. But no, Krishna has another plan. He wants us to grow. Not just the book to go. The book may go or not. But Krishna is more interested in whether we are growing or not. So anyhow, then Krishna says, now you go to the cowherd ladies and to these Brahman patnis. And then when the gopas go and ask these Brahman patnis, Then what happens? They are so anxious, eager, excited. Oh, Krishna has come. Chaturvidham bahugunam annamadaya bhajane abhishashru priyam sarva samudram iva nimnaga. Just like rivers, they meander and jump and frolic to reach to towards the ocean. All of these cowherd ladies, they are, all of these Brahman patnis, they are very happily bringing all the, of these four types of foodstuffs for Krishna's pleasure. And then when these foodstuffs are brought, Krishna feeds all of his gopa friends. Again, we see the same theme. How anxious, eager is Krishna to, for his devotees to be satisfied and fed. As he says here, you know, eating from the mouth of my devotees. And so this is a repeated theme that we have seen, that how, whether it was, you know, Madhu Mangal's, you know, taking the buttermilk from Madhu Mangal's mouth, or, you know, the cowherd boys tasting something and offering it to Krishna. So Krishna is very eager to eat from the mouth of his devotees. And generally, what is described in the Vedas, the Lord is established in full Aishwarya, Shada Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan. His position has been established. And Yajna, Shruti Mantras, etc., very sophisticated, majestic ways of approaching the Lord have been mentioned. All the Yajnas, they need so much of wealth and precise chanting of mantras to be performed. The amount of wealth needed for the Ashwamedh Yajna was so much that even Yudhishthir Maharaj's treasury didn't have that. He had to ask the, like Arjuna and others, to go to the Himalayas, and from the sacrifice of Marut, King Marut, the leftover golden plates and golden coins, etc. You know, even Yudhishthir, the emperor of the world, even didn't have so much gold to perform this Ashwamedh Yajna. And Krishna saying, "Arey, no need of this Ashwamedh Yajna. You just feed the mouth of my devotee. Ah, I am more satisfied with that." So Krishna is actually giving, making him more and more accessible. Although all of these ways have been described in the scriptures, and these vidhis are being described, but Krishna wants to make himself most accessible. And similarly, we see Indra and Prithu. Like, how majestic and important a yajna is, we can see that Indra sitting in the heavens becomes insecure when he sees someone performing a yajna. So that is the position of a yajna. But Krishna is minimizing the position of yajna. More important than this is to feed my devotees. So what Indra, after performing 100 sacrifices, he is not able to accomplish, Krishna is saying that just you feed a devotee, you will get more benefits. Now this theme of reverence and intimacy comes, Aishwarya and Madhurya. So all the Vedas and the Upanishads, they describe Lord in awe and reverence. But at some places, Krishna opens up a window of intimacy. So maryada or reverence is also important. So maryada is like a fence. So you don't allow anyone or everyone to enter inside your heart. You have a fence. And whatever dealings you want to have, you can have from the fence. This is even for our general dealings. You don't allow access to anyone. You don't reveal your heart. Guhyam akhyati prachati. We don't do with anyone and everyone. We have a fence of maryada, of respect, that, you know, we deal with distance. But then for some people, we open a door of intimacy and allow them, give them access to his, to our hearts. So similarly, the Lord has opened up. All of these Vedas, they are giving this maryada of fence, that the Lord, you know, is, you know, janma adi asya yataha. All the creation, maintenance, annihilation, the Lord is accomplishing by his portions of his plenary portions. But for his devotees, Krishna is making himself accessible. Generally, we would like to, like people to maintain their awe and reverence towards us. Even though it may be, even someone may have a misconception that, you know, you may have, for example, say, I did M.Tech from IIT. So now people, they know B.Tech is very, you know a commendable thing to have a BTEC from IIT. So they say, okay, aap IITian hai. Oh, wonderful, aapne JEE crack kiya hoga, ye kya hoga. So sometimes I hesitate, thinking, nahi nahi, main JEE nahi, main MTech mein ghusa tha. You know, we want people to maintain their conception about our greatness. But Krishna is saying, don't worry. You know, for me, more like while the world worships me, I worship my devotees. I am also subservient to someone else. While we want to pose to others that I am, you know, not subservient to anyone. I am most powerful. I don't have any weak spots. But Krishna is saying, my weak spot is my devotees. You know, so that is the nature of the Lord. Lord is in no anxiety to preserve the impression of His supremacy. There's this story of this jackal who got dyed in the washerman's place. It got dyed in indigo color, and when it returned to the forest, all the animals started worshipping this jackal. Oh, you must be the king of the jungle, and even the lion started worshipping it. And then the jackal didn't reveal to them, no, no, I am not that. You know, he said, ah, yes, yes, I am the king of the jungle. All of you bring your share to me. So that's what we want others to believe, that even though we are not, we want to pose ourselves as more powerful than what we are. But Krishna is all powerful, but He poses Himself as subservient to His devotees. And so this is the quality, the nature of the Lord, making Himself accessible, showing to the world that if you want to worship me, worship my devotees. And this is a consistent theme. It's not that just yajñas have been minimized. You know, in the first canto, the praises, the Krishna is saying, like it mentions that anyonyam asita sanjalpa uttama shloka chetasam kauravendra purastri nam sarva shruti manohara. That the complaints of the queens about Krishna, the prajalpa of the queens. So for Krishna, hearing all of that is more relishable than sarva shruti manohara. He relishes more the complaints of the queens than the yajnic stutis, the Vedic stutis. And even he says about the holy places, nahi aam mayani tirthani na deva mrit shilamaya te punanti urukalena darshana deva sadhava. What do you think? You will get purified by visiting the holy dham or taking darshan of my deity? No, you will get even faster and even more purified by taking darshan of my devotee. So this is what Krishna is minimizing his position of the yajñas, everything to highlight the position of his devotees. And similarly, we saw with respect to, again, this is another verse. Yat pada samshraya suta munaya prashamayana sadhya punanti upasrishta swardhun nyapo anusevaya. That even by taking bath repeatedly in the Ganga, year after year, one might not get purified as fast as just by once taking darshan of a devotee or serving the lotus feet of a devotee. So Krishna is basically highlighting the importance of his devotees and making himself accessible to one and all by, you know, presenting himself as the servant of his devotees. So if the Lord is accepting his devotees at such pedestal, how important should we position the devotees who are all around us? If the Lord worships his devotees, then what to speak of us? How much more should we value and cherish each and every devotee which Krishna has awarded us with? The greatest wealth that Krishna has, Krishna says, is my devotees. And when Krishna is giving that wealth to us, someone gives us a gift. And for them, it's the most precious thing that they have. You know, one time, you know, on the birthday of one very dear friend in the ashram, I gave something which was very dear to me. And then after a few days, I found it with someone else. I felt, arre, I had given it to you personally, you know, just for you. And then, aise hi de diya. You know, we feel, arre, the person didn't value what we gave. Now, Krishna values his devotees the most. And if he is giving the association of his devotees to us, and if we take it for granted, you know, then are we going to get more and more association of devotees or not? That's the question. Are we? Will Krishna be inspired to give us that gift more? Like for me, next year I was thinking again, should I give another thing to him or I'll find it with someone else? So yeah, with this particular meditation, I'd like to end here. Thank you all very much. Any questions, comments, corrections? Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.